Hey, it's Zach from The Thang. Appreciate you listening to the podcast. If you get a chance, rate this thing, subscribe to it, all that different stuff. We would love it if you did that. Now, enjoy.
Hey. WXLKHD.
Rono.
Microphones on, microphones up. Thang live in the house. We are here. Oh, wait. Which microphone are you? Where are you? Are you? Keep talking.
I'm up there, but.
Ooh, hang on. Okay. Ah, I see what happened. Somebody moved that. Locked!
Uh-oh.
I'm gonna Yeah, move over to there for just a second. Or take that one. You want to take mic two. You can bring that one over there. All right. Locked. Really? Okay. Hi, Antoine.
Is this working?
There you are. Okay. There's been some engineering tweaks have been done here to the K92 Broadcast Palace that you can't even undo.
We got to figure that out.
So Antoine is normally mic three when I turn things on. Mic three has been turned to a remote studio access thing, and it is locked. I can't go back. Look, locked.
Yeah, you can't hit a button.
Dun, dun, dun.
Shenanigans.
That's all right.
It was a leprechaun.
You know, shenanigans make sense here on your shillelagh of a day. Here it is. St. Patrick's Day. I will not talk like that the entire day. I can't. But we are here.
Yes.
We got this, people. I'm going to tell you right now, it's going to be bumpy and weird for God knows how long.
Yes.
But y'all are bumpy and weird, too.
So let's just do it together.
Exactly.
Let's be bumpy and weird for the foreseeable future. Together.
Let's caress each other's bumps and be weird. Is that how it works? We are going to do a virtual St. Patrick's Day party here on the radio. We are going to have fun.
Yes, we are.
We are going to keep you informed.
We will.
I'm going to cut through the noise and the BS, too, as much as humanly possible.
Uh-huh.
And at the same time, bring you some freaking joy. Every single day that we can do this.
Yeah, because it doesn't hurt to smile. It doesn't take away any energy to smile. And like you said, there's just so much going on. We need to cut through that and figure out what's most important and focus on that.
So today we're going to have a St. Patrick's Day party on the radio. Join us. Throw your green on. We're going to fire up the Facebook Live video here in a few minutes, too, so you can chat with you. We have breakfast Guinness ready to roll. I see Ching Ching right there. You didn't think I was telling the truth when I said that.
I know.
That,
when you said it, I'm like, oh, does that exist? And you said, yes, they do.
I said, Antoine, do you want breakfast Guinness? He said, wait, do we have breakfast Guinness?
Yes.
On me fine day here for some breakfast Guinness. Yes, we absolutely do. It is okay to feel good.
Yes, it is.
It is okay to smile. It is okay to laugh. For the love of God, we are going to. We're going to get through this, and we're going to do it every single day. We're going to do it together.
Yes, we
so
will.
So feel free to text in anytime you want. 52353. Shoot, back in the day, people used to do this thing called call radio stations.
Wait, like they would dial the number?
Yeah, with a phone and stuff, yeah.
Wow.
And like I would pick it up with my voice, and then your voice would be on the other side, and we'd talk about stuff.
I don't know that time.
No, it happened.
Were there dinosaurs?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
It was back before we had to take our shoes off at the airport, too. All those things. But call. I don't care. I know we're all isolated. So if you're looking for someone to talk to, we are here for you. We got your back. We're going to have a great day. We're going to have the best day possible.
Yes,
let's call
we will.
It that.
That's our goal.
We got comfort food bracket matchup number 2 is on the way. So we're going to debate about delicious desserts that make us feel good. We're going to play the backwards game today. And like I said, it is a St. Patrick's Day party on the radio. So we got this. Next in the diamond of the day. Oh, you know what? I should point out, because again, like I want everybody to know what's going on. That's enough Irish music for now. I can't take anymore. and kind of just keep everybody posted. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're going to do is Monica's not here today. She will rejoin the show tomorrow.
Yes.
And she will be broadcasting from her house. She does not have the coronavirus. She is not in quarantine.
Yes, that's good to know.
It's worth saying, really.
Because if they're not, like, why isn't she with you guys?
Yeah, but we are taking extra precautions because the simple fact is, you know, we serve the public, we are on the airwaves, and our information is needed. So we are kind of, we're being required to not all be in the same room at the same time. This is like Superman Clark Kent stuff right here.
you never see us together.
Right. Monica's Superman. Me and Antoine are Clark Kent. We're expendable. We've been thrown into to the wolves. But she'll be here starting tomorrow, broadcasting remotely. And then that way, God forbid, something happens to one of us. And then she can step in. Mm-hmm. And then we can broadcast remotely if we've been quarantined or whatever it is. So we've got it all figured out, or at least we're trying. And we will keep you posted on all of it. Again, we are here. I'm going to keep saying we got this. Until we've gotten this.
Yes, we have this. Mm-hmm. We're getting there, but we got it.
We are currently faking it till we are making it, but we are doing it. And we got this. So, Diamond of the Day next. Here's an interesting little twist. Would you like to... What if you didn't know about everything that was going on? Do you want to be in that world or do you not?
Sometimes ignorance is bliss.
Okay, well, there's a house full of ignorant people right now.
Ooh.
They exist. What's going on? I'll explain next in the Diamond of the Day. St. Patrick's Day is on! Hey! Bang in the house. Your virtual St. Patrick's Day party is on. We're going to crack open the breakfast Guinness. You may do the same.
Yes.
And we are going to be Facebook Live here in just a minute. Coronavirus. What if you didn't know?
The K92 Morning Thanks. Diamond of the Day.
Because there's a house.
There's a house.
There's a house and they don't know.
And they do not know what's going on right now. They're just living their life.
Well, Antoine, about 3 weeks ago, a show in Australia, maybe you've heard of it, called Big Brother started.
Oh, yes. Oh, wait, what?
Big Brother Australia. They got their own version of it there. But they started filming the latest season of Big Brother, which is where they stick a bunch of people in a house and they don't tell them about anything in the outside world.
Yeah.
They don't know. They haven't told them. And they say they're not gonna.
That's the best isolation possible. That's the best quarantine possible.
Oh, my God.
Because you're being quarantined. And whoever stays quarantined the longest wins $500,000, or I don't know how much money they win, and I'll show you. But they get to stay quarantined and ignorant to everything that's going on.
Yeah, they win somewhere between $200,000 and $1 million, depending on which season it is.
Yeah. But yeah,
so they don't know. They're kind of in quarantine. They're in ignorant world right now, and they have no idea.
Can you imagine walking out that house and then realizing everything that has taken place? In those months you've been in there?
I'll tell you what, I would be I'm very upset at these people. If they get to come out and they come out right at the end and it's all over and they'd be like, oh man, boy, that was really sucked for y'all. Like, all right, I don't know, put them back in there and do something to them.
They should be paying CBS or whatever channel they are. They should be paying them for that free quarantine in that nice house.
I don't know if anyone else, and you can text into 52353, because again, we're here all day, you know, it's a live communication. You want someone to just bounce things off of, you're more than happy to. And I feel like I'm not the only one where I have this sort of mini Big Brother every single morning. I wake up.
Okay.
Because you wake up and you come out of the dreams or whatever. And for about that first 5 minutes in the shower, it's like it feels normal. Feels like a normal, regular day. And then all the factoids start coming back into your brain. And it's just, ugh. But it is. It's sort of that one moment you think, okay, well, this is just a regular Tuesday. No.
And then you turn something on and you're reminded. Well, you know, I already told you, I live my life like I'm on Big Brother anyway.
Okay.
Like there are cameras following me all the time. So I'm already talking to the mirror and talking in the shower and eating breakfast and talking to nobody.
Yeah, of course, your problem is you got all the that part of Big Brother and none of the isolation part.
None.
Yeah, so you got to know all the everything. So yeah, in Big Brother Australia, they have no idea. In past seasons, they've been given a screening of news updates, but at this point, they haven't.
They decided not to?
I think if I remember correctly, Big Brother America, they played all the 9/11 stuff for them because they had no idea.
Yeah.
And they finally came in and sat them down and told them. But we'll see. I mean, if I'm in that house and I don't know at this point, I don't know.
Please don't tell me because I can't. Like, I don't want to leave and I don't want to be stressed out and I can't do anything.
Unless you're kicking me out. Unless you're saying season's canceled. That is the only way. So it's our St. Patrick's Day party on the radio. We'll pepper in some ridiculous music. We'll play Irish stuff. We're going to fire up the Facebook Live video here in just a second. But from the comfort of your own home, you can go ahead and do a little of this today.
A little partying.
I'm not here to judge. Whatever. We got to do what we got to do. Like, it lowers your immune system.
Sure.
Heard. Bang in the house. Zach Jackson, Antoine Terrell. We here.
Yes.
Monica will be rejoining us tomorrow from a remote location. Scheduled day off today.
Mm-hmm.
It is, because I don't know if you look at the calendar, it is, I know you're going to think it's this. No, it's Ava's birthday.
It's Ava's birthday. Mm-hmm. Happy birthday, Ava. Did she turn
27?
She's 12?
Yeah, she's 12.
Turned 12. Happy birthday.
My God, the last year before the next year of all the things.
This is the last preteen year.
Oh, my God. I know. I can't believe my daughter turns 11 in a couple weeks.
See, she's close, too.
Ah.
You guys are going to have some little adults in your house.
My wife noticed the other day that my daughter is she's getting a little bit of the armpit hairs.
Oh.
Just a little bit. I know. It's just, oh, my God.
She is growing up, which means you guys are getting old.
I know. That was kind of a reality for me, coronavirus wise.
Yeah.
Where they said, you know, young people are way less affected. I'm like, cool, yeah, like those of us in our 20s, wait.
Nope.
Oh, God. I'm closer to the age of the other people.
You have to be a little bit more concerned than you thought you did.
Yeah. But we're taking the necessary precautions. We're doing what we do, man. Yes. I mean, if you ain't living, you're dying. So
you have to live to the best of your ability with everything that's going on right now.
And I feel like I have to disclaimer 100,000 times, but I do have this throaty thing that I've had for multiple months. And in particular, it's in the 6 o'clock hour. It's kind of as my voice is warming up and
early
and all
in the
that
morning.
Stuff through the day. So don't freak out. I'll freak out on my own behalf. That's fine. We are broadcasting live on Facebook as well this morning. Some live video feed for a little while. So you want to go behind the scenes, you want to chat with us. We've got our green on.
Yes, we do.
And I'm going to crack open my breakfast Guinness right here, right now.
And while you're doing that, today is the eve of my one-year anniversary.
I know.
It is the eve.
Twaniversary.
Twaniversary.
That's what we're calling it. I suppose it could be
I need that opener, by the way, sir.
The Twaniversary?
No, I need
the bottle opener.
The bottle opener.
I'm like, dude, if you think you're going to get a produced opener for your birthday by tomorrow, that is not going to happen. Here on the Thang, that's right, we're pouring our breakfast Guinness. It is a St. Patrick's Day party. I actually do feel like I need a little bit of, let me get a little bit of that in there. So if you want to see it, I have my my Awful Arthur's St. Patrick's Day shirt on that we did not hand out at the parade because there was no parade.
Aw, that's a nice shirt, though.
It's like a vintage collector's item. It's basically what it is.
I like it.
And I think, I don't know what the plan exactly is going to be, but one idea we floated was to hand them out at the parade next year. So we'll see where that all goes. Awful Arthur's, by the way, are the sponsors of our comfort food bracket. Ladies and gentlemen, round two is live.
That music.
Right now.
That music hits me in my heart.
I know. It's okay. We are using this music for our own benefit. And if there was ever a time where we just needed to sit back and debate about things like comfort foods,
it's now.
It's now. So the comfort food bracket battle is on. In our first matchup, cookies. That's our second. In our first matchup,
it was
the number one seed ice cream taking on our friends at Peach Cobbler. I am here to report. You can still vote in that one if you want. Ice cream is kicking Peach Cobbler's butt. So that
How bad?
Is 69% to 31%.
Okay.
Yeah, bad. Bad. So that's still rolling, but brand new this morning, and Antoine has predicted what would be a stunning upset here on the K92 Morning Thing.
I think.
Number two seed chocolate chip cookies is taking on the Southern underdog banana pudding.
Yeah.
Which I have declared in the past, nobody actually likes. And they only put up with when there's nothing else left.
And you say that, but like a couple months ago, we did the Mount Rushmore of desserts. And a lot of people were upset that banana pudding did not make it on the Mount Rushmore of desserts.
I believe those people were demented. And I also believe they were a loud minority.
That could be it.
Yeah.
That they rallied together, all eight of them.
Yeah. But you know what? If you want to rally together and support banana pudding, you go right ahead. If you would prefer a big old bowl of banana pudding, throw a Nilla wafer on there or whatever,
Nilla,
instead of a hot, wonderful, chocolatey chip cookie.
I couldn't do it.
Be my guest. Doesn't matter who you vote for. All votes will get you in the running for free food from Awful Arthur's, and we will continue the comfort food bracket. It's on our Facebook page. You can go do that right now, K92 Morning Thang Facebook page. We're broadcasting live video there today as well because it is our virtual St. Patrick's Day celebration. Early voting, Antoine. 66% to 34% for Well, for chocolate chip cookies, man. Well, I mean, that's
the Nana Pudding people haven't woken up yet.
All right.
They're out there getting their papers and stuff.
Y'all mobilize. Go find everybody that looks like Paula Deen and say, hey, we got to do this banana pudding vote. Mobilize your people. Go right ahead. Every vote gets you in the running for free food from Awful Arthur's. Comfort food bracket battle is on. It's matchup number two. We will. It's a nice escape to have from everything. We got the full bracket up if you want to see all eight desserts that are in there. Bang in the house. I'm going to give you good news about the grocery store right now.
Money-saving tips, life hacks, and the info you need to win the day. The K92 Morning Thing has the Scoopla.
This is the kind of stuff we're going to do on the show. We're going to, of course, keep you informed. Any breaking news stuff, and I say this is what we're going to do. This is what we're going to do today. Every day is a brand new day in
all
this
right,
adventure.
Sounds like a plan to me.
I mean, I got no idea what tomorrow could bring, whatever. But in the meantime, what we're going to do is we're going to keep you informed.
Yes.
I'm going to try to keep you calm and in a halfway decent mood, and then we're going to occasionally be stupid and laugh.
Yeah, we really have to focus on today because we, like you said, we don't know tomorrow, next week, next month. So today is the only thing that we should really be focusing on.
So let's appreciate today. Let's appreciate the good things we have. It's the St. Patrick's Day party on the radio as well as on Facebook Live.
Yes,
so if you want to join that, you can. We got a brand new anger diary on the way. We're going to do dumb things like the backwards game. We're going to laugh. We're going to talk about comfort foods. We're going to do all that stuff. Speaking of food, let's kind of cut through some of the fact and fiction that's going around too. But when it comes to the grocery store, and I think this is important for people to hear as we're all buying groceries and hoarding stuff and whatever, the headline of this article is, and I quote, there is plenty of food in this country.
Okay. That's
plenty.
Important.
Because I know what happens is you go to the store and you see that the shelves start to get empty and you think, crap, I don't know when these shelves are going to be restocked. I need to get mine. And then that just kind of continues the whole issue and everything. So I do want to pass along. And what I don't want to do at any point is sit here and say, this Kroger, blah, 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 has toilet paper. Because then everybody runs to that Kroger.
And then that Kroger no longer has toilet paper.
So what I want to do is sort of tell you, all the stores are working on it. There's stuff. There's groceries. There's things.
Mm-hmm.
And this is really just a question of figuring out how to coordinate the supply chain to deal with this demand. Because just to give you an idea, Kroger told its suppliers that demand has surged 30% across all categories in recent days. And to give you a normal comparison, the company's sales for all of last year rose about 2%. So this is way higher than they're used to.
Yeah.
So, you know, when they keep grocery stores stocked and things like that, they're on this, you know, supply versus demand, and they don't want to have overstock of anything. They want to kind of have the exact supply they need. So when an unforeseen demand comes up,
they don't have it.
They don't have it, but it's there. So it's really just coordinating, hey, instead of 10 things of ground beef, I need 50, you know, and stuff like that. And that stuff is there. I mean, the quotes are, there is food being produced. There is food in the warehouses. There is plenty of food in this country. Transportation is functioning. Our suppliers are working around the clock to get the flow of goods going. So it's there. We've got ample surplus supplies of chicken in cold storage, 950 million pounds. So, you know.
Okay. So we have a bunch of chicken waiting.
The chicken industry was saying like they had their ingredients like garlic and seasonings and stuff. They had a year stockpiled. So again, to give you an idea,
we're good to go.
Have the stuff. Now there is a much higher demand and a little bit of a shortage on things like say Clorox wipes and stuff like that. So, you know, just to be clear, but from a food and grocery perspective, we are good.
Okay.
It's just a question of tweaking the supply and the demand. I mean, just think about it that we had 1 inch of snow and people freak out over everything at the grocery store.
Everything. We weren't ready for that.
And we've had that 1 inch of snow 7 days in a row. So that's what it is. Dr. Drew, I think, has been doing a lot of good stuff in terms of trying to calm people down and cut through what is fact and what is fiction.
Yeah, he seems to have been, his goal is to keep everything in perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And so everybody has a good idea of what exactly is happening.
And one that I think it's important to put out there right now, because I smelled a rat almost immediately yesterday when people started texting me, was this National Lockdown Stafford Act text/Facebook post that was going around. Mm-hmm. This was the, my friend has a sister and who works at the FBI, and they were just briefed in the blah, blah, blah. And they're going to shut down the whole thing. Not true.
Here's another one. There will be a national shutdown. That is a rumor as well. I think the probability of that is so low. We are already making massive changes, everybody. These curves, these mathematical models that are flying around, those are based on no changes in our behavior. We have changed our behavior massively. It's going to affect the curves. We're going to have improvement.
Which is good.
There you go.
Now, again, things are fluid every single day, and you never know. But if you're receiving that text of, well, my friend's cousin who works in the military, and they were just briefed and blah, 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 and Trump is going to invoke this thing called the Stafford Act. Well, I have news for you. Trump invoked that last Thursday.
Yeah.
Okay? That's already happened. And we've done this Stafford Act in the past. This is so they can free up funds and they can do things. If they need to, they'll do
so
more.
It's ready.
But don't freak out. Here's Dr. Drew. He's kind of cutting through again on, do you have to avoid your grandparents?
How do you deal with your grandparents? Must you stay away from grandparents? Do not abandon your grandparents. Go visit them. Reach out to them. Be with them. But if you're at risk of exposure yourself, of course you want to avoid. If they're in a nursing home, though, no. Visitation in nursing homes right now are going to be down a good deal, but generally want to really dial back any visitation on the nursing facilities. But if they're in your home, bring them on in and keep them with you.
Yeah.
This means your grandma's like, baby, see, I told you should have taught me how to do that FaceTime thing.
Oh,
on the phone.
I know.
Then we could have just talked.
Oh, my God. Now you got to go fix her Wi-Fi. Yeah. That's why you got to bring her to your house. Let's see. I do have one more. I want to get all the Dr. Drew stuff out there. This is sort of on dealing with people being reinfected or still carrying the virus and stuff.
Here's
like that.
Another rumor I keep hearing that you're going to get reinfected. People are going to get it again anyway. It's too early to say for certain, but for the most part, it appears that that is not true. Now, there is a small subset of people seem to be continuously secreting the virus after they have resolution of the clinical.
You know, I'm going to pause and at least say, I don't like the word secreting. Don't ever use that word again. Stop it.
Syndrome. That is to say, the fever goes away, the cough goes away, and yet for weeks afterwards, a small percentage they're studying right now that continue to produce the virus, that group seems to be at risk for recurrence, not reinfection, but recurrence. And then this final one, you can be contagious before symptoms. And that, unfortunately, is true. You can be contagious without symptoms. And that's what we're worried about.
So, again, we're going to try to cut through the noise as much as possible. I've got some good news to pass on next, including a company that is trying to hire 100,000 new people right now.
That's awesome.
So, and especially friends that listen to this show that work in the food industry in particular, I know that they're going to be really hard hit by all of this. All right. We're also scared and confused and whatever. But we're going to feel good. And we're going to do some good right now, actually.
Give me.
Good.
Give me good.
We will be your place to cut through the noise, to try to give you information that's going, you know, happy place you up here, just a little bit.
The information that'll resonate with you and kind of put like a positive spin on everything that's happening right now.
Because the out of bad will come good. It always works that way. This is something that is going to define, I would say, several generations, not necessarily just, I say mine, because I'm in my 40s. But it's going to define people in their 20s and 30s.
Somebody actually posted on social media that we are right now being written into future history books. Mm-hmm. Like chapters of U.S. history that kids are going to learn in like 30 years or 40 years, 100 years, whatever. This is that time right now.
Right. So just, I don't know, give them a shout out.
Yeah.
Shout out! What's up, future?
Can I get a paragraph?
How you doing? Maybe they're watching this video right now. What's going on, future? And I'm there, and I'm 172 years old, and man, I am cranky and smelly, but I am still there, ready to roll.
So it's about the same. Except you're not smelly right now.
I do have good news surrounding the coronavirus, and again, we're going to keep you posted all day long. We got the anger diary coming. Oh, you know what? You can start texting in or sharing on our Facebook Live video if you want, because we're kind of doing the St. Patrick's Day thing here as well. I figured it would be fun to just tell stories about the stupidest thing you ever did while you were drinking.
Okay.
This is like old school radio stuff. The topics used to be like that all the time. What'd you do when you were drunk? Call in now. And people would call. And it was wild fun. Mm-hmm. Let's go back to that fun.
Let's do that silly stuff.
Yeah, so we're going to do that. So if you want to tell that story, you can start texting it in to 52353. You can hit us up on the Facebook Live chat. You want to chat with other listeners, it is on there. I'm going to deliver you the good news that I have this morning for the coronavirus. First one is that the first human trials for a vaccine have already started, which is good.
Yes.
And it is much faster than they would normally do trials for any kind of vaccine. obviously.
Yeah, they need to jump on this one.
They would usually do some animals, but we're like, you know what? Mice, get the hell out of the way. We're going right to people. Now, there's still, we're talking 12 to 18 months before a vaccine could become available to the public, but we're doing the best we can.
Starting as soon as they can.
It's way faster. They got a group of 45 healthy volunteers in Seattle. They're going to test this thing out. They're going to see how it works. I've seen some other reports of certain medicines, one that's used for HIV and one for something else. I forget what it was. And they feel like that has done really well in treatment of people with the coronavirus. So they're testing all those things as well. If you're worried about gainful employment and money, I don't know specifically for this area, but Amazon is about to hire 100,000 people.
Like the warehouse?
Mm-hmm.
The warehouses?
Because, they are booming.
Yeah.
As far as sales and
online
deliveries.
Nobody's trying to leave their house.
Exactly.
So they're ordering everything.
So they're going to hire 100,000 people. They have announced that through the end of April, they're going to raise pay for all current staff by $2 an hour. And they've encouraged employees in other industries whose jobs are lost or furloughed as a result to apply. And they're saying hospitality, restaurant, travel industries, all that stuff. So, you know, there's warehouses and there's delivery all over the place. Mm-hmm. So you can
that's
absolutely
definitely good.
Yeah, you got to look into that. Let's see, what else do we have? Talking about the food industry, and you know, that's going to be one that's supremely hit by all of this. Lots of restaurants have basically shut down their dining rooms, or going to delivery, or they're going to carry out. But even, you know, that's going to be cut significantly. And it's not like you can staff a bunch of bartenders when you don't have a bar or anything like that. So those people are being sent home. Right before Ohio shut down all its restaurants on Sunday, somebody in Columbus left a $2,500 tip.
Wow.
And said, please split this between the five staff members because I know you're going to be out of work for a while.
That's amazing. That's amazing right there.
Yeah. People are going to step up and do a lot of good things. And there's hospitals in Italy. We're running out of clean valves used in oxygen masks, and the shipping was disrupted. So some local 3D printing companies stepped up and printed as many as they could and saved lives. Just printing out these oxygen mask valves that they needed.
I still need to see a 3D printer in person.
Oh, my God.
Somebody bring one to the station so I can see what they look like.
I mean, can you 3D print toilet paper, for example?
Yeah. And how long would that take?
How long does it take? But do you need to put toilet paper in the machine for it to print out toilet paper? Like, that's what blows my mind about the whole thing.
How does it work?
I don't understand this voodoo, man. What's going on? Grocery stores in a lot of areas, I saw for like Dollar Generals and stuff, have started offering special early morning hours for older people to shop. Just them.
Yeah, I did see that.
So, you know, you're over the age 60, 70, whatever it is, you can go into the store for an hour before anybody else goes in, try to limit your exposure, everything like that. Universal has released a bunch of films early for streaming.
I saw this.
So that's exciting.
Yeah. For Let's like see. 48 hours, for $20, you get like The Invisible Man, the movie I saw a couple weeks ago. That was amazing.
Okay.
You get that for 48 hours for $20, which is what you and somebody else would have paid to go to the movie theater anyway.
$20 seems high. I'm gonna
be honest. It's very expensive, but if you watch it with somebody else, it's the same thing.
How about $10 right now? Five. Everybody worry about money. And you're like, $20. $20 for all the movies. No. I would have been okay with that.
Just one.
So Invisible Man, The Hunt, and Emma, which are all, they were currently in theaters. So you'll be able to rent those on demand. Trolls World Tour will be on April 10th. And you only get to rent them for 48 hours?
It's a rental. It's the same thing. If you're going to a movie theater,
$20,
Zach,
I can't own it?
Zach, if you and somebody else are going to a movie theater, you are going to pay at least $20.
Now
you can just watch it.
Trying to ruin my St. Patrick's Day. Get out of here. No, I don't like that story anymore. Forget it.
I think it's a great story.
Nah. If I'm Netflix, I'm getting like everybody $5 off this month or something like that, just to be nice. We'll see what happens. What's the problem? You need a little something over there?
I need my mic.
Your mic's on. You're good. Remember, you're in a different spot.
Oh, yeah,
now.
I'm in a different spot.
Don't
That's right.
you worry about it. I got this. We've made some changes around here on the thing. Monica will rejoin the show tomorrow from a remote location. Now, she does not have the coronavirus.
Like,
she's not in quarantine. But I'm not against saying that she does if it gets us, you know, more attention and higher, you know, ratings and things like that.
The end justifies the means.
Look, we got to do what we got to do, man. That's what's going on here.
The K92 Morning Thing, trending top three, number three.
Okay, let's talk about fun things like when this is all over. Things to look forward
to,
right?
All right. I like that. The plan for the future.
How about a churro dipped ice cream cone at Dairy Queen, baby?
What?
Yes.
A churro dipped. What kind of ice cream? Is it vanilla, I'm assuming?
Soft serve. So whichever one you want.
The chocolate. Okay. I didn't know if there was already one or you got to choose.
Dairy Queen's got like two ice creams. they got chocolate, they got vanilla. It comes out the machine. Or you swirl. You want to do the swirl?
Yes,
can do that.
I want to do the swirl.
And then you know how so they dip the cones there, mm-hmm. and it's in the chocolate or the red.
Yes. whatever that is. Red dye.
They apparently had been testing out this one in Pennsylvania that was a churro dipped cone. And there was speculation because I guess last year they did a Dreamsicle dipped cone for their free cone day, which I'm sure is being postponed because it was supposed to be right around now.
Mm-hmm.
But eventually this churro dip ice cream cone is going to come out somewhere. And that sounds wonderfully delicious.
I'll try it. And I don't even like ice cream, but I'll give it a shot.
Oh, man. Churros are so good, though. If you know what a churro is, it's sort of like fried dough, Mexican-y fried dough.
Like a little pastry type thing.
Cinnamon. It's like fried dough meets a French fry with some cinnamon on it.
So healthy. So healthy.
Healthy? Who the hell cares about healthy right now? I'm sorry. The gym's closed.
The Lord is keeping us out the gym. He says, keep that body the way it is right now.
I know.
That's how I made it.
And, of course, the Lord's going to tell me, well, your wife has a subscription to Team Beachbody. Be quiet! I don't want that right now.
Number two.
All right. Here's a little thing called what not to do during the coronavirus.
All right. I like these two.
Woman in China, you know, just want to make sure she want to kill the virus on all her money, on her cash. So she put $425 in the microwave.
Nope.
Yeah.
For what?
Well, you know, to burn off the virus.
I don't think that's how science works.
It is not, actually.
Science!
No, science is no. So all that does is char your money and burn it. So that is gone. Don't do that one.
I'll cook it for her. Tell her to send it to me. I'll cook it for her.
Let's see. Some church leaders in South Korea panicked after a handful of people tested positive. They thought salt water would help for some reason. So they started spraying it in people's mouths, didn't disinfect the spray bottle, and 46 more people got sick.
Oh, no.
Yep. Mm-mm. Good job. And finally, things not to do during the coronavirus, handshakes. How about handshakes?
That is, that's a hard one for me. Because like just by like natural reaction, like I'm reaching out for a handshake when I see somebody.
37% of people say they would still shake a person's hand right now.
No, I did the elbow this morning. I caught myself.
I did a virtual elbow with my own mother-in-law who arrived at my house last night. And I was like, hey, how's it going? Just from a distance. Because she's older.
Yeah.
She's a cancer survivor.
Yeah, keep her safe.
I don't need to take any kind of chances. Is she probably fine? Probably.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm not going to worry about that.
Just stick to the head nods. The head nods, they're sufficient.
I do have a friend that says that maybe the one good thing that'll come out of all of this coronavirus stuff is that we will stop doing handshakes in general because he hates them.
He doesn't like handshakes? Eh. Well...
handshakes are very awkward because it's hard to measure that strength of the handshake, mm-hmm. especially if you're a man and you're shaking hands with a woman. You don't want to be too soft because you look weak, but you don't want to squeeze her hand off. So
yeah.
it's a tough, that might just be enough.
Yeah, just a head nod.
Exactly.
Number one.
It is St. Patrick's Day. We've got some St. Patrick's action going on in the backwards game, as well as some just general tomfoolery. Also, tell us stories of the stupidest thing you ever did while drinking. Feel free. I'm going to do that here in a few minutes. I assume people will share.
Yeah.
Maybe they won't. We'll move on. I have no idea. But we are having a St. Patrick's Day party on the radio. I'm going to play some fun music here in a second. We're drinking breakfast Guinness.
Yes, we are.
On Facebook Live. We're wearing our green. Some tips for celebrating St. Patrick's Day at home today. Irish movies.
All right.
Ooh, watch those.
What's my favorite one? I can't even think of the name of it now. It'll come to me.
The Irishman?
No. It's with the two brothers. They're kind of like hitmen, like for a church. Oh, Boondock Saints.
Boondock Saints.
Yes. That's
Boondock Saints is actually a great movie. It stars Daryl from The Walking Dead.
Uh huh.
The Boondock Saints is great. Boondock Saints 2.
No.
But the first
Boondock
one,
Saints was amazing.
This is actually a perfect time to watch The Irishman because it's like 27 hours long. So you can spend your entire St. Patrick's Day watching it. You can watch Irish movies. Harper's Bazaar has got a list of like 20 good ones on the different streaming services. You can attend a virtual St. Patrick's Day party. We're kind of having one right now.
Yes, we are.
Also, the Milwaukee Irish Fest is the largest Irish event in North America, and they are live streaming performances and videos on social media today. Irish Boston punk band the Dropkick Murphys are streaming a show live from Boston with no audience today as well, which will probably be like cool and awkward all at the same time. And if you got kids, you can do the arts and the crafts. I don't know. And this one, brush up on your Irish-American history.
I'm good on that one.
You can always cook some Irish food. And, of course, breakfast Guinness.
Yes.
In the house.
Cheers.
Happy St. Patrick's Day to you. Brand new Anger Diary is next. K92 Morning Thang. Zach, Antoine in the house. It is our thing. You can always say it's a St. Patrick's Day party. If you don't do this, then it doesn't.
Yeah, it doesn't count.
Feel like one.
Yeah,
at all.
We need that, and we need our breakfast Guinness.
So, cheers to you. We have our breakfast Guinness. You can see us enjoying it live right now. Facebook Live video feed is up and active. You can also vote for your comfort food bracket. You can get in there and just think about comfort food. That's what we all need right now. So will banana pudding upset chocolate chip cookies?
I think there's a chance.
There is no chance.
I think in the South, banana pudding is a staple. I don't really care for it that much, but it's a staple.
It's not that I hate banana pudding, but if you're ranking it on the scale of desserts, I'd say it's somewhere around 4,000. I mean, it's it's right around there. I don't know. It's near Skittles. Like, you eat them because they're there.
It's going to be a close fight. I'm telling you. The end result is going to be a close fight. Even if they lose, banana pudding is going to be in there.
It's like a starburst. I mean, that's all
it
is. But right now, chocolate chip cookies in the lead, 61% to 39%. Every single vote gets you in the running for free food from our friends at Awful Arthur's. Now is a time more than ever that we got to support all of our local businesses,
yes,
local restaurants, shops, all those things. We will do that here on The Thang. We'll keep you posted on everything. Brand new Anger Diary right now.
Sensitive listener friends, cover your ears.
The truth. According to Zach,
it's time for a few more entries in Zach's Anger Diary.
Dear Diary, so, how's it going? My goodness, what a ridiculously wild, weird, and terrifying time. I don't even know where to begin. Shoot, I don't even know where we are in all this mess, since it's unlike anything pretty much any of us has ever seen. Here's what I do know. We will get through this. I'm not entirely sure how, and I'm not entirely sure when, but there will be an end to it. Mm-hmm. And here's what we all gotta do. Take a deep breath, focus, and try to get through this together. I know it's gonna pain a lot of you to hear this, but you are going to have to think about people other than yourselves and do things that are for the betterment of everyone.
What?
So that means not being the douche canoe who buys 700 rolls of toilet paper or cleans a grocery store out of ground beef because I gotta get mine. No, I'm sorry, Junior. You have to exercise some restraint and let everybody get theirs. There's plenty of everything to go around. Provided we actually let it go around instead of loading it all into our own garage. Remember after 9/11 when everybody was super nice to each other? Yeah, we're gonna have to pull that one out of our hats again. And I get it. It's gonna be hard to do because we are all freaking out and are afraid of the unknown. And I'd be a liar if I sat here and acted like I wasn't worried. Because I am. But I also know that I can't control all the big picture stuff that's going on. That is in God's hands. All I can do is take care of my day-to-day, look out for my friends and neighbors, and stay close to my family. And that's what we all need to do, because then, and this is the fun part to talk about, when this is all over, oh my God, it's going to be awesome. You're going to have a cookout with your friends. You're going to take your kid to a baseball game. You're going to eat at your favorite restaurant with the love of your life. It is going to be great. And it is going to be so needed because those places, those businesses, those sports, they're going to need our support. It's going to be a trying time for everyone while we deal with this. But when we get to the other side, we need to come back with a vengeance and show this world what we're all about. I don't know about you, but I'm super excited for that challenge, so I'm going to do everything I can right now to get us there as quickly as possible. Are we overreacting on things? Maybe. But honestly, I would rather overreact and be relieved that we did instead of the alternative, because that is something that nobody wants. So let's buckle down, let's get through this, and let's get to the awesome stuff that's on the other side. Who's with me? Till next time, Diary, I say we got this. Look, we're drinking breakfast Guinness, okay? You can't stop us. We don't care. It's an Irish party around here. And you try to be in control a lot of times, and then there's just times you're just not.
Yeah, it happens. Sometimes you just let go.
Those are life's most funnest times.
That's what I always say.
Sometimes my wife and I'll be as stupid, and she's like, oh, my God, I can't believe we did that. I'm like, ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
I mean, just can't do it at noon every weekday.
But you can do it every once in a while. Mm-hmm. It's not the worst.
So we're having a little bit of a St. Patrick's Day party here in the studio. We're throwing some music out the window. Oh, Antoine, do you have a song? Do you have a song you want to hear? This is like live right on the radio. Now, I'll see if we have it. I might shoot it down.
Is there
where it goes. What do you want to hear next?
Nelly, Country Grammar. Are you shooting it down?
Okay. No, we can do
okay.
that.
Okay. All right.
I'm good with that. So we'll do that. You can text in to 52353. You can join us on our Facebook Live video feed. We're going to do that for a few more minutes here. And we are just, we're celebrating stupidity.
Yes.
Because you know what? It's okay to do every now and then. Now, I want you to be smart in real life right now and be home.
Yes.
Don't go out.
Uh-uh.
What the hell's wrong with you?
Party at home. Uh-uh. Party at home.
I ain't going nowhere. The gym was still open yesterday, Monday. I'm like, I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm done.
Take a break from the gym. Work out at home.
And they're closed now anyway.
Yeah.
And by workout, I'm going to work out on, I don't know, tan or something. No idea. But every now and then, you get a little irresponsible and you get stupid back in the day. Dumbest thing you ever did while drinking. We'll see where this goes. I don't know. People might want to call in. That's what they used to do on radio shows. You could call in 540-774-9236 or 800-468-9236. You can text in 52353. I did something stupid just the other day.
What did you do?
Oh, my God. Antoine, this is crushing. This is soul crushing. This has affected my life dramatically.
Oh, good gracious.
And will finally be helped today. But Saturday night.
Okay. So at nighttime,
all
right.
You know, just enjoying the day and whatever. And it was St. Patrick's Day observed, again, in the house, just hanging out with the wifey and calling it a night. Everything was fine, not out of control. So let me go ahead and let me get this ready and everything for the morning. Let's make some coffee. Let's set the timer. We'll be ready to roll as I am rinsing out the big old coffee pot for the coffee maker. I tapped it on the side of the counter and I got real hard granite. Boom! Broke it.
Why did you tap? What were you doing? Like, what were your thoughts? You trying to loosen up some water?
Oh, I'm just stupid. I don't know. I was just rinsing it out, and I just kind of hit the corner, and it hit it just right, and my stupid kitchen smashes everything. The floor smashes my phone. The counter smashed everything.
So you didn't have any coffee yesterday or this morning, correct?
Well, so I got one of these coffee makers that's a 2-in-1, so it's a big pot on one side, but you can do the little solo cups on the other. So
we're
on solo cup patrol until today, because I don't even know what time it was, midnight, Saturday, Amazon got right on my phone. I'm like, coffee pot replacement, need this now.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so that'll be here today.
No, I think when I was an undergrad at Virginia Tech, I got a stupid decision. I didn't want to sleep on the floor of my friend's apartment in Radford.
All right. Fair enough.
So I just decided to sleep on the balcony.
Oh.
I just laid down on the balcony. No blanket, no nothing. I was like, this is more comfortable. I don't know what I was thinking. It definitely wasn't more comfortable or safer.
Antoine, I'm here to let you know that one time in college, I once slept in the woods. It seemed like a good idea, so I went ahead and did
you
that.
Weren't camping
I did
purpose.
Not get eaten by a bear. We just had some woods behind the campus. Yeah. And I'm going to go for a walk. And then while I was walking, I was like, I'm going to lay down for a nap.
Yeah.
Nice little woods nap.
Yeah, Quad Fest in Radford, that was a lot of bad decisions.
Down with nature. So we're celebrating bad decisions because we're making lots of good ones right now. We're being safe, we're being smart. So let's just enjoy the times we was a little bit stupid. Ain't nothing wrong with that. We're gonna smile, we're gonna have some fun around here. We'll see where this goes. Antoine has requested it, and it is an instant request. Ooh. Here it is. Nelly. We're gonna have fun today. We're gonna have a little bit of a smile. We're gonna do whatever we can around here. We're here for you. Keep you informed. Keep you calm. Good Lord, Antoine, someone was nice to me at the grocery store yesterday.
They were?
Yes!
Like, nice how? Like, they didn't run you over with their grocery cart?
I was coming into line, and I only had a handful of things to the point that it was an actual handful. I didn't even get a cart or anything. Uh-huh. I just had it in my hands.
Oh, you're one of those.
I was.
That carries around their groceries.
It's another thing. I only need 2 things, and then I have 7, yes. So then I look stupid, that sort of thing. But I had... the right amount, and the person in front of me had a bleep ton, and she said, "You know what? Go in front of me. Go ahead. You're good to go."
Nice.
I know exactly.
Nice. See, it does exist. It happens.
We can do that. 52353. We're just we're talking about irresponsible, and I like this. A little bit of this music. It's not Irish, but it's good. Got some text in of people misbehaving, and tequila is actually to blame on several of these. Ah, tequila. It's a wonderful thing.
I can't. I stay away from that one.
You might need to come on back.
Uh-uh.
Mm-mm. I came back. I revisited tequila recently.
You stay over there.
It's good. Let me see. You know what? Let me see if I can get it ready. I think I can do this. the great Channel 7 Brent Watts. I got it fired up here in just a second as we look for some people here. Marcy in Covington. Got so drunk I got naked because I was drinking a lot of tequila. See? Fell asleep on my neighbors.
Wait, what?
Neighbors something. Yeah, it's some sort of...
Oh,
here we go, wait for it. We can do it. We got this.
Tequila.
Perfect. Yeah, something fell in my neighbor's yard or tree or deck. Like, I don't know.
Or just saw your neighbor.
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
I don't know what happened.
I inadvertently propositioned Cowboy Troy to a night of let's... The great Cowboy Troy.
Okay.
I love it. I'm going to go ahead and blame tequila again.
Tequila.
Let's see. Text 52353. Again, look, man, we're just being irresponsible and having
some
fun. Ain't nothing wrong with that. No, here's another tequila. Was dared to tackle a holly bush in West Virginia. Took my shirt off, too. Woke up with a lot of scratches. Didn't know what happened. Well, guess what?
Tequila.
That's what happened. Text 52353. You know what? It's Alonzo's birthday tomorrow. And everybody having a birthday right now, man, it just sucks.
Yeah. It's a terrible time to have a birthday.
It does. Your birthday, Antoine's having his twaniversary tomorrow here on the show. And it's all just, it's not what it was supposed to be. So Antoine, Alonzo has requested this song. And I think it's only fair that we play it for him. We'll do it right now. It's our St. Patrick's Day party on the radio.
Tequila.
Ooh. Birthday scam next. Jump around. Jump around. Boo. Wait, here you are. There you are.
Boo,
you're
boo, good. Boo. There we go.
No, I've silenced you. You're not allowed to be on. Kevin has joined us because he's going to help us play the backwards game in a few minutes. Thang is on and live.
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List.
And Hollywood has already stolen my idea.
What's that?
Yeah, you know how they say there's no original ideas in Hollywood?
I've heard that.
Yeah, it's because they steal them from everybody else.
Right, right.
I thought it would be a good idea. And Antoine, you can be my witness. Yes. Kevin, I think I mentioned this to you too. This was days ago. I said, I'm going to start recording myself reading children's stories.
You did.
Videos.
Yeah.
Because I thought that would be cool. The first one is on. I do No Bunnies Perfect.
It's so cute.
And it's so on precious. Our YouTube channel. It's on our Facebook page. I thought it would be fun. I got a couple more I was going to do. And yes, everyone's making fun of me because I licked my fingers when I flipped the pages.
like lady in that press conference.
Yeah, he's like some substitute teacher. That's the only people that lick their fingers before they passed out worksheets.
You try to lick it, move a page without licking your finger.
Yeah.
I've got dry working man hands right now. Look at me wearing these gloves for crying out loud.
I know. I realize it after the fact.
Well, too bad. I don't have corona, so whatever. And now it's been stolen. Here's Amy Adams from, Lois Lane?
Uh-huh.
Lois Clark.
Lois Lane.
Hi, I'm Amy Adams, and thank you for watching Save with Stories, a new fund for Save the Children and No Kid Hungry, dedicated to getting food and educational supplies to the 30 million
children. Yeah, pause. And she's got to make it all charity, so now I feel even
children
more
guilty. Children who rely on school for both. Today, I'm going to read The Dinosaur Princess, which is a story by my daughter, Aviana Oliella Gallo.
Oh, and look at her
daughter read the book. Oh, my goodness.
Ah, and she'll get 500 million views, and I probably have 9.
I was about to say, I was thinking 7, but 9, that's very admin.
Anyway, I am reading to local children. For funsies. And you get, it's actually, you can kind of relive, it's an experience that I did when I had to read to my children when they were younger, is you get me reading the story, but you get all of my sarcastic sidebars of the story.
So where can I see this? Is it on Facebook?
Yeah, it's on the Thang Facebook. Okay. You can go on the Morning Thang YouTube channel.
Yep.
No Bunnies Perfect.
You guys have a YouTube channel?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'm just kidding.
I'm about to say boss.
It's not that popular. Way less popular than Amy Adams' kid. That kid probably has a YouTube channel with more subscribers than we have. But yeah, it's on there. No Bunnies Perfect. I already did, what did I do? My Name Is Not Isabella, which was a big one in our house because my daughter's name is Isabella.
She goes, my name is Isabella.
Uh-huh. And then there's what I do. If You Give a Pig a Pancake. So
you didn't go buy books for this.
I took them out of the room.
Yeah, okay.
That would be ridiculous.
It even has my kids' crayon drawings all over it and the pages that they ripped.
I want to read that pig and the pancake one because I'm guessing it's similar to If You Give mouse some cheese?
The mouse a cookie.
Mouse a cookie, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I like that story.
Oh,
so.
My God. It's, yeah. That pig is so
annoying.
Go
watch it so he can get an extra view.
I'll get I'm going to give you one view. You'll feel I'm better. Watching twice. Yeah. I'm feeling generous.
Thank you. Let's see. Idris Elba has coronavirus.
That's who's going to play me in the movie about me.
I know. And now you're getting... So do you have to get coronavirus?
I know. I don't
now?
Think I want this movie now.
Is that what happens? We say I got Idris here talking about it.
This morning, I got some test results back for coronavirus, and it came back positive. And it sucks. Listen, I'm doing okay. I didn't have any symptoms. I got tested because I realized I was exposed to someone who had also tested positive.
I always got to blame somebody else.
Mm-hmm. But here's the thing is, have you ever noticed somebody with an accent like that when they can tell you bad news? Like if heaven forbid I ever get a real bad illness, I would want a British person to
tell me. Because it
sounded great.
It really did. It's like, I tested positive.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you.
I'm not making fun.
Kevin, right now, if you end up getting the coronavirus, can you have our IT guy deliver the news
Tony.
For everybody? Because he's got a British accent.
So yeah, but he'll be laughing when he says it.
Game of Thrones fans, they got Tormund also.
I know. You sent me that text. And
I know.
It made me so sad.
I don't even know what his real name is, but everybody knows him as Tormund from Game of Thrones. You do have to feel for, of course, everybody that's dealing with health conditions pre-existing, if you have lung issues or your immune system is suppressed. I mean, obviously, that's why we're all trying to cut back and be smart as much as we can. Sarah Hyland from Modern Family has had 2 kidney transplants, so she's totally stressed out.
So for those of us that didn't watch Game of Thrones, what does being Tormund mean?
He's just, it was a no, guy
that was
on
his
the
name.
Show.
His name was
but
Tormund.
He said they got Tormund, though. When he
coronavirus.
Said,
yeah. So Tormund has coronavirus. So they being the coronavirus has infected.
Listen, just give me a minute. It's
I
early.
Got you.
It's
we're
early.
Walking through it.
It's early.
Right. Kevin, there's a thing called the coronavirus. People have it. Right now.
That's why you're wearing gloves.
The UFC has finally postponed their events, but WrestleMania, as of now, is on.
So I had to flip to wrestling last night to see what it was like.
It's awkward.
And so they're at the Performance Center. And it's just, they're not doing real matches. They're just doing like interviews, monologue type things. And then they're showing old matches.
Okay.
So, but WrestleMania, they're going to be fighting
audiences?
Each other.
No. No audience.
No. Yeah. So they've been doing things like SmackDown, but it's on a closed set, which is kind of awkward and quiet.
You don't hear anything. Right. That's one of those deals where the energy makes it up.
You know, I'll tell you what, though. All these, you know, crybaby TV show hosts that are all whining and crying now because they got to do their shows and there's no audience. So when I tell a joke, I don't get to hear laughter. Welcome to our life.
That's us every day.
I haven't heard laughter on this show in forever. I have no idea.
I know I'm
on.
Funny. Somebody laugh out loud.
And if you are dying for sports, the Alaskan dog sled is on right
I'm
now.
I'm going to bet on it. Can I bet on it?
Yeah, does FanDuel have anything for the dog sled?
I will bet on anything right
Rex.
Now.
Rex. Bet on Rex. It's right in the middle. It's 975 miles long. They've been going on. There's no crowds or anything, but they've been doing this dog sled race.
Sign me up.
I don't know if it's on TV anywhere. But you can
I'll find it.
Try to find it. Backwards game is next here on the K92 Morning Thang. Kevin, our boss, gets to sound dumb.
Stupid.
For the first time ever.
Right.
All right. It's the first time you'll ever sound
remember
dumb.
Remember that.
Backwards.
No, okay. I was going to say remember that.
Throwback party songs, anything you want to hear, text it in now to 52353 LMFAO. Party rock!
The backwards game on the K92 Morning Thang.
Okay, if ever there was a time in life that we needed the backwards game.
It's now.
I believe now is the time. This is the renaissance of the backwards
You know,
backwards
I think
game.
This is one of those deals to when you say things out loud and they always come back to bite you in the butt. Mm-hmm. I love making fun of Antoine and Monica.
Yes, you do.
Because they sound, I'm like, oh, you sound so stupid on the radio. I think, but it's funny. It's such a great. No, I'm here doing it.
And today is your day. Our boss, Kevin, is in the house. So if you're wondering, so Monica's off today.
Yes.
And starting tomorrow, she will be back on the show, but she's going to be broadcasting from her house. We're taking precautions here of just having people available.
Right.
Yeah.
And that don't come in contact with each other.
B teams.
And again,
not
though
that
Kevin,
she's any less.
I did say earlier, she does not have the coronavirus and she's not in quarantine. But if that gets us higher ratings, I will tell people.
We will start saying that.
Whatever.
Poor Monica.
Whatever it takes.
Poor Monica.
If I got to declare that I have the coronavirus and that gets us a bunch of attention, then it's fine. But we're here. We're trying to keep you informed and we're just trying to put a smile on everybody's faces. So that's what we're doing. Backwards game is on. Kevin, I believe since you are the guest and you've never played the backwards game before, I will give you the choice. Would you like to go first or second in round one? And I will say this, round one forward is...
Where's me Lucky Charms?
Oh, boy.
Me Lucky Charms?
That's a lot.
I'm on a beginner's luck. I want to go first.
Okay.
All right.
Kevin will go first. Antoine will remove his headphones now.
So let me make sure I'm understanding. Mm-hmm. So you're going to play it for me forward, and then you'll play it backwards twice, right?
That is correct.
Okay, go.
All right, so here's your forward.
Where's me Lucky Charms?
I'll play it backwards two times, and after you hear the second time, you may go ahead and fire away with whatever it is that you have. Here we go.
Smrashy Kalimzro.
Okay. Time two.
Smrashy Kalimzro.
All right.
That's,
you know, you never know what you have until you reverse it, but I'm not sure there's
what do you think you have,
going.
Zach?
A hot mess of something. Antoine, though,
here's the deal, though. I disagree. I have heard Monica and Antoine like, God, that is so off. And then it gets on the air and it sounds right.
You never know. Backwards game in the house. So where's me Lucky Charms? Backwards is...
Smrashy Kalimzro.
Okay. Time two.
Smrashy Kalimzro.
Shalash Nefer and Mams.
M&M's.
Yeah, that M&M's is my Lucky Charms. Like a little chocolate with the marshmallows and Mrs. S'more.
I'm not feeling good about that one either. I don't know. Okay.
There's so many words.
Kevin, where's me Lucky Charms? Was sounding like this.
Some phlegm. I heard phlegm.
Yeah, I heard a lot of phlegm in there, actually. Let's go ahead and reverse it in the Thangtaculator. And we now have, we're looking for Where's Me Lucky Charms.
I heard sound.
What did I say? I didn't say anything.
It's all right.
It's
sort of, you said, Where's Me Lucky Charms?
Sounds.
Okay. All right. Antoine, Where's Me Lucky Charms?
Shalash, Nefer, and Yams.
Yams. I'll tell you what, by the way, I tried to put the world in the backwards Thangtaculator to see if we could go back in time. It didn't work. I'm trying.
That would have been nice.
Flip it around the other way. Now, here it is.
Smaynerfin Charles. Smaynerfin Charles.
Ooh.
I'm going to go with a point for Kevin. Point for Kevin. I heard a little bit more in there.
I heard nothing.
I heard nothing in either, but thank you.
Well, here's the deal. Whoever wins round one loses round two. That's the guarantee of the game.
That's also true.
Round two is fixed because we always want to go to round three. Kevin.
Okay.
So
all right.
The way it works. Kevin is the winner of round one. Antoine, you will go first this time.
Yes.
Forward once. I believe this is a popular phrase that will be echoed by people today trapped in their house.
I'm going to get drunk.
Yep, it might even sound like that.
I'm going to get drunk. All right.
I'm going to get drunk. Flip it around. Here we go. Two times.
You
got a little bit of there at the beginning, too. Time two. Okay.
That was it.
It was medium, I think. There's something in there.
That was spot on.
Antoine, I feel good about you in this round anyway.
I feel good about myself, too.
I honestly, legitimately put my fingers in because I did not want to hear. Accused of cheating.
Okay, well, the forward is this.
I'm going to get drunk.
Oh, my gosh. You have the draw days. Out at the beginning.
Yes, remember, accent counts in the backwards.
It really does.
Okay.
Here we go. First time. One more time.
Snortiguma.
Snortiguma.
Ooh, there's a T in there.
It was decent, and then it got worse.
But he has that T. He had that at the beginning.
I did.
Yeah.
I did. But then you put it in the middle, so I'm not sure why it would matter. All right. I'm going to get drunk.
Snortiguma.
All right. Antoine, you sound like you live under a bridge.
I do. One.
Let's see what we got here. I'm going to get drunk.
Wow.
All right.
Hey, there we go. There we go. Not too bad.
Not bad at all.
Not too shabby.
Getting a little swirly. Kevin.
Tiguma.
I mean, round two is fixed. He's going to lose anyway, but let's see what we got here. I'm going to get drunk.
I'm going to get drunk.
That's not bad at all.
Not bad at all. Point is one.
No, his was for sure better, so I don't feel cheated.
Doesn't matter.
His was
third
for sure
and final round. So, Kevin, you'll go first in the backwards game. Blow your mind. This guy tried to rob a convenience store. What did the convenience store owner fight back with to thwart that robber?
That's too much, dude, to say backwards.
Yeah, it's going to be a long one. Get ready. Also, we're kind of up in the ante. We usually do Antoine's Binge Watch Weekend once a week, but I think we're going to do it a second time. We're all going to bring stuff to the party. So Antoine and I both have, these are guilty pleasure watches. So these are stupid things that you can go out and watch and enjoy right now and just get lost in. So we're going to do that. Okay, final round now. We get down to it. Talking about binge watching makes perfect sense. Forward is
Netflix and chill forever.
Forever. That's how long it's going to be.
So the forever's in there.
Oh, yeah. Netflix and chill forever. Here we go. Time one. Second time.
Oh, wow. Here we go.
Terrible. Terrible. You know, what you'll learn also in the backwards game is it does not help you to take longer to think about it.
You have to just do it.
You start forgetting about everything that happened. Okay. Antoine, forward, we are looking for this.
Netflix and chill forever.
Okay. Here we go.
That sucks.
Backwards. Let's go. Time two. Okay.
Okay, now first of all, I need to make an observation.
Antoine's voice cracks all the time.
No, it's puberty in this game. No, if anybody could watch, because I did the same thing. I caught myself. When you do the backward, you have this. There's this body movement that you do because you feel like, at home, try to do it because you'll,
It's like a robot almost.
Right. I'm going to try to get it on Facebook Live here, maybe later in the week on Thursday, so you can kind of see what it looks like. Okay, we're looking for Netflix and chill forever. Zero faith in Kevin's being any good. Here we go.
That forward or backwards?
That was sideways.
That was diagonal.
Yeah.
I flipped it around and then I flipped it and I turned it. I reversed it. Sorry. That's the best you had
right there. That was the forward one?
Yes.
Nonsense.
That sucks.
I can go back and see where it was.
Sounded closer backwards.
I'm not sure what.
All right, Antoine, I just got to hear a word in there somewhere. Maybe just a syllable. Let me flip it around. What do we got here? We're looking for Netflix and chill forever.
Sure.
There we go.
Oh my God.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. Big winner.
Thank you. Curtsies for everybody.
Excellent.
Antoine in that. Kevin doesn't have green on anyway, so he's just.
Oh, yeah. What's going on
my
here?
My teeth.
Oh, okay. Perfect. Good.
I had broccoli.
Oh, you know what? Shout out to your home state of West Virginia for still refusing to have a coronavirus case. So
it's just all the drugs. I mean,
that's what it is.
And they can't afford to go to the hospital. So it's all good. Yeah.
I was thinking everybody in West Virginia would be like, I ain't going to no doctor. They're just going to tell you you're sick.
Seriously, that's exactly what. And I know. Nothing bad about my home state of West Virginia. That's what it is.
Yeah.
You try to get a man to go to the doctor.
You know, I will say this because, you know, we love West Virginia and this is our listening area and it's our home. So we're close to that. So I really am holding on to this zero case hope going, well, look, man, we're right underneath those boys.
So close.
We shall be your place. Plugged in, keep you informed.
Yes.
But we're going to let you unplug just a little bit. A little happy place, a little happy escape. Try to entertain you, try to bring a smile because we are going to get through this and we are going to be allowed to smile. We are still allowed to laugh. We're allowed to talk about things like comfort food. So the comfort food bracket battle is on. I'm happy to report banana pudding is getting its butt kicked like it belongs right now.
Is it?
Yes. Yes, it is.
But see, it's just day one. Banana pudding is a slow creep.
So you can go vote on our Facebook page. It's right now in this matchup, chocolate chip cookies versus banana pudding. It's all dessert comfort foods. Every vote, every share gets you in the running for free food from Awful Arthur's. Please support our friends, our local businesses like Awful Arthur's. And by participating in this contest, that does help that. So go ahead and do that now on the K92 Morning Thang Facebook page.
K92 Morning Thing blows your mind.
Yeah, a burglar gets everything they deserve.
Just out there just stealing things.
Trying to rob things from a convenience store. I don't care if it's coronavirus or not coronavirus or whatever. Not good.
Yeah, well, I have a car thief that claimed that he, she, or they were a particular celebrity or celebrities.
Oh, okay. Officer, it's Denzel Washington, you know, that sort
just
of
saying,
thing.
Yeah.
All right, well, this convenience store robber was thwarted by what? Is it A, Takis, B, horny goat weed, It goat sits meat. Right there at the register. There. C, chili powder.
Ooh, I'm gonna go chili powder.
Chili powder.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yep. That's really the only question I have in this whole thing is because the person who owned the convenience store was behind the counter, tried to rob. He had this huge container of chili powder and he just threw it. I mean, it looked like Mr. Fuji from the WWF in 1987.
With that powder in the
oh
face.
My God, it did. And of course, you know, he left, but it was this huge handful of chili powder.
Just had it there, just open, ready mm-hmm. to thwart.
I will say this as a household that has been taken over by Takis. Because my daughter is soon to be 11, uh-huh. and that's like the cool thing to do is eat Takis. Have you ever had a Taki?
I've never had a Taki before.
So Taki is this rolled Dorito-looking thing, but then they're super, super spicy.
Yeah.
And they do, I mean, they cover it, again, with Mr. Fuji's layer of powder to these things. I eat them, and they taste all right, but man, they are all over your fingers.
It could stop you. It's oh, your yeah. fingerprints.
Right. And the other problem is you eat one, then you're not thinking. You think, whoo, man, that's spicy. And you put your finger in your eye.
And now you're crying.
You go to the bathroom, and things are way worse after that. So, yeah.
Yeah. Well, my car thief, they walked up and stole a car, and the police pulled them over, or followed them, I should say.
Sure.
And the car thief hopped out and said, no, you can't arrest me. I am A, Beyonce.
Beyonce.
B, The Rock. Or C, we are the Jonas Brothers.
Hmm. Interesting. I think if you're going to try to get out of a ticket, you have to go all in, even if you're a guy and you say you are the queen. So I'm going to go with Beyonce.
All right. And you would be correct.
Yes.
Correct. It wasn't she. She walked up to the car. She said she saw the keys were in there. So she hopped in there and she drove home. The cop got behind her, flashed her light. She didn't pull over. She drove, parked her car. And the cop's like, didn't you see me behind you? She goes, yes. I didn't want to stop, and I don't have to stop because I'm Beyonce.
I love whales.
Ah, I see what it is.
Wow.
Does she look like Beyonce at all?
If Beyonce was a completely different person than who we know her to be, yes.
Oh, okay.
No, looks nothing like the queen.
Hey, she tried.
You have to try. You get an A for effort.
Monica is not here today, but she'll be back with us tomorrow. Monica once told a club owner in Nashville that she was a pregnant Jennifer Hudson and that we all needed to get in.
Well, and I told people I was Tyrod Taylor at Myrtle Beach one time, so... You have to try.
You don't look like Tyrod.
I don't,
all.
But they took a picture with me.
Did they really?
They were fooled.
Monica's husband actually does look a lot like Logan Thomas, former quarterback of Virginia Tech. He could pull that one off.
Yeah.
You took advantage of the, they must look alike. I don't know.
Exactly. So we got a picture and I got a free drink.
We did get into the club. they let us in.
See?
And everybody told the story later of, they thought Monica was Jennifer Hudson. I'm like, that is bull crap. It was a pregnant woman and they didn't want to mess with
her.
They
want to deal with
exactly.
it.
Exactly. They said, fine, whatever, J-Hud, whoever the heck you are, we don't care. Binge watch. That's what everyone's doing. So Antoine and I have some stupid yet wonderfully entertaining guilty pleasure watches for you. That's next.
The K92 Morning Thang. Hear more at K92Radio.com.